Harper's and Queen magazine have described her as the world's finest gift wrapping consultant. How good is that? Arona Khan, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
I feel like I am in the presence of royalty.
You are too kind.
Well, I'm not being kind, but you have given the Prime Minister's staff at 10 Downing Street lessons on how to rap, haven't you?
I have, absolutely. When you think that he goes on overseas missions and he presents his guests and hosts with beautiful presents, of course, as you say, they need to be beautifully wrapped.
Have you always been good at rapping?
Well, allegedly so. I wrote a book many years ago, and when I told my mother I was going to be writing it, she told me a story that when I was 3 and a half, my grandmother came to stay and all her lingerie disappeared, only to reappear a while later, all wrapped in neat little parcels.
I love that. Did the cover of the book wrap nicely around, or were you annoyed?
Oh, do you know what? My grandmother was a very glamorous lady, and if she saw how much cover her knickers got, she would have been horrified.
Are you good at buying Christmas presents, firstly?
Do you know, at this time of the year, I am rushed off my feet, making sure everybody else knows how to wrap their gifts. So I haven't bought a present, I haven't written a card, and you know, the last posting dates are almost upon us.
Do all your mates. We're going to talk about post later in the programme, okay? Mm. Because I went down to help at Cardiff sorting office. Have you ever been to a sorting office?
I have. I have been in London and I have seen the underground train that takes the post around.
No.
Yes, and I've seen the letters that are sent to Santa, and they're all ready to be sent to him to make sure children get their gifts.
What they need is you in the sorting office wrapping them before they come out to parents like me.
Oh, there's a great idea.
It's brilliant. It says you're an international wrapping expert, which implies you've wrapped abroad.
I have indeed. Apart from working around the UK and in Ireland and in Europe, I have taught people how to wrap across America, in India, in Japan, which, as you know, is Mecca for wrapping. And they insisted, and I mean, it was completely over the top, in billing me as the world's foremost gift wrapping expert.
Well, you are. You are.
Well, I mean, I wrap nicely, but I think it's a bit generous.
I'm going to go better. We've got the foremost gift wrapping expert in the world and the universe with us on BBC Radio Wales today. OK, can I ask your advice on something?
With pleasure.
My son, we're still all right, he's not out of school. My son is getting a ball for Christmas, okay?
Right.
What do I do? Do I stick it in a box or do I just wrap it as a ball?
Well, if you want him to recognise that it's a ball, you wrap it as a ball. Or you could throw him a bit of a curveball, if you don't mind me saying.
Oh, nice.
Lovely, huh?
Yeah.
You could get some bubble wrap or some packing material and distort the shape of the ball.
I like your style.
Then you can get something flexible. Now, it could be tissue paper and cellophane, or you might even use a plastic tablecloth or a paper tablecloth.
Right.
And wrap it in that. So you put the tablecloth, for instance, on the table, stretch it out. You won't need the whole tablecloth, but just part of it. And the paper ones that have a sort of linen feel, they're £2 or £3 and they're big, so it's great value. You put your ball on the paper, you gather the paper up around it, and of course, if it's in this strange shape because you've got all kinds of bits, he's going to look at it and think, what have they given me?
Yeah, well, I might just give it to him as it is.
Oh, after all that?
No, I'm joking. I'm going to do yours. Do you spend more time buying presents or wrapping presents?
Well, I spend a lot of time rapping.
Yeah, because you're not going to be the foremost in the world anymore.
I do know, and that would be really tragic. But my biggest problem is getting people to open the presents I give them.
Oh, really?
Honestly.
Oh, because they like him so much. Do friends and families pop around and say, hey, just wrap that for me, Rona, will you?
They used to, but because I'm so busy, they know better to do than to do that.
OK, I guess you've got all the gear, right? Because most of us, I'll be sitting there Christmas Eve, or probably in the early hours of Christmas morning, with sellotape on the edge of a table or stuck to the sleeve of my jumper. Have you got a sellotape dispenser?
I have multitudinous tape dispensers. And I'm terribly, terribly excited because I give presentations at the world's largest trade paper and stationery show in Germany in January, when everybody thinks I've hibernated, you know, for the rest of the year. And there's a major tape company and they are sending me the most beautiful new tape dispensers for that show. And I am absolutely gasping to have them.
Can I read a text now that's just come in while you've been on the show?
Sure.
Okay, it says, hi, Wynne. My neighbour is a funeral director and he's hopeless at packing stuff. Please could you ask your expert to help me, as he normally gives me caskets with people's ashes in them to post out for him. Can she give me any help in advice in wrapping these special packages?
Well, he would obviously take great care and treat it with enormous respect.
Yes.
So I think he would put it into a box very securely, hold it in place with bubble wrap or some other packing material.
Yeah.
And the most important thing when you're sending a package through the post, whatever it is, if that's being sent by post, is to make sure you have the full address of the person it's going to, including the postcode, and putting the name and address of the sender on the back.
Yeah, you are like an employee of the Royal Mail. That's what they kept telling me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, what's the weirdest thing you've ever packed?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I did. I worked with Visa and we worked on an international campaign, and everything that was wrapped had to be easily recognisable. And so I had some very weird things. But one of the most difficult was a shoe, because it had to obviously be a shoe, but it was very, very detailed. And that possibly is one of the photographs of a wrap that I'm most associated with now.
Can I ask you one question here? Because I thought I'd have a distance wrapping lesson. I know it's not ideal on the radio, right? So I asked the team for some wrapping paper, which they've given me. Recycled, I hasten to add.
Excellent.
And then I asked them for a box for me to wrap, but they didn't give me a box. So I'm going to have to wrap the Sellotape dispenser, okay, which
right.
is in front of me. So I'm going to have to go old school, right? And I'm going to have to stick bits of Sellotape to the side of the desk here. Right, where should I start? The ends or the top?
Okay, so now let's focus here.
Yeah.
Have you got a sheet of paper?
I've got a sheet of paper.
Okay,
yeah,
and hopefully the tape dispenser isn't too big.
No,
what
no,
I will
it's
do,
not.
I will guide you through my signature pouch technique, and if it's not successful, you can go to the Royal Mail YouTube channel and watch a see that and lots more.
Perfect.
Now,
I wish I had a Sellotape dispenser. Right, come on then.
You have a very messy desk.
Yeah,
take your
I got it.
Tape dispenser, put it at one end of the sheet of paper.
Near me or away from me?
Near you.
Okay, it's near
now,
me.
Now, fold in the two long sides into the middle.
Ah, right.
Okay,
oh,
so you bring the two sides in. So the tape dispenser. Now, don't crease the paper that's in front of you. You'll be tempted to. Oh.
Right, okay,
naughty.
I'm trying.
Now, fold in the short end that's beside the dispenser.
Oh, there's quite a lot of paper for the because you say on your YouTube, don't be afraid to trim, trim, trim.
Yes, but for this one, you actually want a bit more because you do a sort of Jack and Jill rolling down the hill and you roll the paper over a few times.
Right, done that. Got that.
And your present is going to be cocooned in the middle.
It is.
And you'll have a lovely smooth exterior.
I have actually at the moment. Right, okay.
And the lovely thing about that is the recipient, if you don't use sticky tape and you don't always need to, the recipient can open the present, take it out and put another one in and pass it on. So the ultimate in recycling.
Well, this is paper from Julie on our team's birthday present this morning.
So it doesn't say Merry Christmas.
No, it doesn't, but it's got lovely stars on it. What am I going to do with the end?
You're going to fold it to a point, so two triangles, one on either side, so it comes to a nice...
Right, okay, point.
What's that making that?
You can say whatever you want. Okay, a bit of tape on there.
And did they give you some ribbon?
No, this is the BBC.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear, indeed. Okay.
Now, is it looking gorgeous? If it's not... Royal Mail YouTube channel immediately or aronakhan.com to see where you went wrong.
Okay, I've done it. We're going to take a picture and tweet it out, if that's okay, Rona.
Oh, lovely.
Thank you
My name is @aronakhan, so I can see it too.
Okay, great. There we go. That's all stuck together. And it's Arona, you can sell a tape dispenser from me for Christmas. I hope you enjoy it.
You spoil me.
Thank you very much. Thank you for joining us this afternoon.